I'm Jason McConaughey, president of the Michigan Corn Growers Association. I farm in Sanilac County, particularly Deckerville, Michigan, with dad and two brothers.
Tell me what brings you to Commodity Classic, and how many has this been for you?
How many classics? Yeah. This is probably my fifth one, and mainly I've been here with corn, but as a farmer, it's been great opportunity to meet with all the manufacturers of everything from tractors to down to spray tips and chemicals and everything.
Talk about the issues that are big for Michigan corn growers.
Big issues for corn would certainly be the RFS. That's a big one that we've been looking at for quite a while. And on top of the RFS, RINs, RIN credits are very important to farmers because they're very closely tied to the RFS and renewable fuels. Probably more recently would be NAFTA. Trade is absolutely imperative to farmers because it is such a big market for our commodities.
And of course, the Farm Bill, talk about that and how it affects risk management for farmers.
Oh boy, the safety net that crop insurance provides under the Farm Bill is imperative also for farmers because in times of disaster, it keeps farmers afloat in certain situations. So having that to back up and lean on can really allow a farmer to sleep a little bit at night.
Trade also. We talk about the North American Free Trade Agreement, and a lot of farmers have pointed out how important that is for a grower in Michigan. What's important about NAFTA?
Well, what's important about NAFTA is the foreign markets that it provides. So much of our corn goes to our next-door neighbors, Mexico and Canada. It's just such a huge market that it'd be absolutely devastating to farmers if we lost it.
This is one of the last big meetings of the 2018 winter, which signifies that next it's going to be field work. So when do you start thinking about field work?
Oh, we're always thinking about field work. Yes, as a matter of fact, we've been working on equipment in our shop all winter long. So yeah, as soon as we get back, we'll definitely be looking a lot more closely at more specifically our spring equipment and getting it out. The weather's starting to turn a little bit as we speak. So we'll be definitely, as that sun comes out, looking to get the planter out and make sure it's ready to hit the field.
Jason, tell me about some of the reasons, again, that you enjoy coming to Commodity Classic and that it's useful for you.
Well, one of the bonuses of coming to Commodity Classic, Tom, is the manufacturers are all here. So a lot of their products we as farmers are already using, and there are representatives from these manufacturers here that gives you a great opportunity to say, hey, you know, I noticed this about your product or that about your product, and it's faulty. There's this, there's that, that's wrong with it. And it's a great opportunity to let that be known to them, take a kind of a live survey, so to speak, and get that information right back to the people that build this equipment and hopefully make it better for the future.
So there's that immediate feedback that you can give to and maybe take from who is ever there.
Well, that is certainly my hope and the goal. There was one manufacturer today that promised me that feedback would definitely get back to where it needed to go. So there was at least three of them, I guess, today that I mentioned different things to. You get back from them is sometimes you feel better at some manufacturers than others. But regardless, it's always a good opportunity to point out some flaws and hopefully get that fixed so that the next time you trade in or something like that, you get a better product next time.